For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia told him directly he had no knowledge of what went on in the Saudi consulate in Turkey 2 weeks ago when Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi disappeared. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham thinks otherwise.
Nothing happens in Saudi Arabia without MBS knowing it.
Who's MBS?
He's the 33-year-old crown prince who jumped over other people. He's the son of the existing king.
The president tweeted, "Answers will be forthcoming shortly." But for now, he says, the Saudi crown prince has totally denied any knowledge of what happened inside the consulate. The president says the prince is expanding the investigation into what happened to Khashoggi. The president has criticized global condemnation of the Saudis as guilty until proven innocent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A 9/11 plotter is getting the boot from Germany. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Germany beginning the process of deporting one of the people behind the 9/11 attacks, as Hamburg's Interior Ministry says the man who was the bookkeeper and paymaster for the terrorist cell that planned and carried out the attacks is being sent to Morocco. German officials banning the 44-year-old from returning to Germany for at least 45 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After working alongside Bill Gates in the beginning, one of the co-founders of Microsoft has died. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the story.
The co-founder of Microsoft, Paul Allen, has died from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was 65 years old. Allen founded the company with Bill Gates back in 1975. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Justice Department says 15 indictments have been filed against members of one of Mexico's largest drug cartels. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Today we're announcing a whole-of-government effort against CJNG. We're hitting them from all sides and with every weapon we have.
The flu season takes its first Florida victim. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A child in Florida has become the first person to die from the flu this season. That's according to the state health officials. The child who tested positive for influenza B died sometime during the week of September 30th. Dr. Tara Narayula joined CBS this morning to talk about this tragic case.
What this is a strong, clear message to parents about the importance of vaccination. This vaccine is safe. It is the most effective tool we have. And we know that of the 180 deaths last year, 80% were in kids who were unvaccinated. And a recent study showed that the vaccine has the power to reduce deaths in healthy children by about two-thirds. When you look at the number of kids vaccinated last year for the flu, it's about 60%. That falls far short of the national goal of 80%. Why is this? This survey pointed out a lot of misconceptions. 30% of parents thought it caused autism. 30% thought it was a conspiracy. 30% said it doesn't work. And over half felt like the flu vaccine could give their kids the flu. None of these things are true.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.